K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Alex.
Uh-oh. Mm. Alex with a deep sigh, Fry.
What's wrong, Alex?
Well, I got a problem with a girl that I went out with recently, and I don't know what to do about it. I thought maybe you guys could help me out or something. I don't know.
Tell us what happened.
So, this girl that I used to go to high school with, we weren't like buddies or best friends or anything, but we were more acquaintances. I ran into her. I haven't seen her since high school. And we ran into each other at like a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd ask her out. It had been a long time. And she accepted. And I took her out to dinner at the Red Lobster at the mall at Fairfield Commons. We were going to go to a groundhog party after that.
That's fun.
Nice.
right. What a good time. So, I don't know. I thought we had a really nice time. We were talking during dinner and everything was going great. And then she just at one point said she didn't feel well and she had to go before we were done, which was fine because I kind of took her at a word at that. And then I haven't heard from her since. I tried calling her a couple of times. I don't know what went on.
Sounds like a job for us, right?
Well, we are usually pretty good at getting a hold of people at least. So if you want, we'll throw you on hold for a second. And what's her name?
Her name is Andrea.
Andrea, we will call Andrea. Get her on the line, hopefully. And if we do that, we'll find out what she's got to say about you. And we'll do it in about 10 minutes for you, all right?
Great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
I know Fry's dying to ask you, since you guys went to Red Lobster, if you got the Cheddar Bay biscuits that he Joneses
I
for.
Love those things.
Well, I don't know how you could go to Red Lobster and not get that.
Thank you.
See,
you're right.
I knew you two were kindred spirits. I just knew it.
All right, here you go. I'm going to push the last number. We'll see if we get her to pick up, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yes, this is.
Good morning. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. Say hi, Fry.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good. Do you have a few seconds to talk to us?
Sure.
Andrew, we got a question for you.
Okay.
We'd like to get some input. We understand you maybe went out with somebody named Alex.
I did.
Well, we're just kind of curious. He said that he seemed like you guys maybe had a good time, but he hasn't heard back from you after your date, and he was curious what happened to you, so we're trying to find out for him.
He's kind of clueless about what happened.
Oh, gosh. Alex, I knew him from high school. He was like a basketball star. He was really popular. He was one of those popular guys, a total hottie. And we went to a Super Bowl party. And so he asked me out to dinner. We went to Red Lobster at the mall at Fairfield Commons. We didn't know each other really well in high school. So I was really happy to go out on a date with him. And, you know, we're sharing those Cheddar Bay biscuits, and he's not really talking a lot. So then he started texting, and it was really weird because I just think texting on a date, that's kind of tacky.
Yeah.
When you're like glued to your phone and there's another person there to talk to. And then this other couple that he knew showed up at the bar, and he gets so excited, like more excited than he's been all night, jumps up, says, "I'll be right back." And then I don't see him for literally like 45 minutes.
What?
I know. I was waiting. Our food got to the table. It was getting cold. I was looking around. I couldn't see him. I asked our waitress if she had seen him because, I mean, I was getting worried at that point.
Well, yeah.
I thought maybe he was sick. So the waitress then points across to the bar, and Alex is there surrounded by a group of people. He's got his arm around some blonde bimbo. He's like fist bumping his bros.
He's what?
He's like, yeah, he's fist bumping at the bar at Red Lobster. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I was just livid at that point. So I asked for the check for myself. And when Alex showed back up, I just said, like, he didn't even say where he was. He just said, sorry. Sorry about that. Like, that's all he said.
Nice.
So I just said I wasn't feeling well and I left. And really, I mean, I don't want to see him again. I mean, he's living in the past.
Wait, whoa, what does that mean? I'm not living in the past.
Hey, Andrew, you know who that is?
His Is that Alex?
Yeah, he's been listening.
Hello, hello. I'm not living in the past. What is that? What are you talking about? I just saw some friends of mine, and I went over to say hi for a few minutes.
Yeah, living in the past. I mean, you. Those are all high school friends. Like, I thought that blonde girl looked familiar, so I looked her up in the yearbook. She was one of our cheerleader friends that we went to high school
with.
Oh,
my God, you're jealous. Look, the thing is, you can't be jealous. That was so long ago. The thing is, look, we went out on a date. Because I don't know, I knew that you had a massive crush on me in high school, but you weren't exactly popular. You know, you were kind of fat, you had bad skin back then. But you look
oh my God!
Well, listen, it's true, but you look a lot better now. So I thought I would, you know, go out to dinner. But the reason I couldn't invite you over there because you weren't friends with all of us in high school. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely ridiculous. I will try to focus on the compliment of that sentence, but that is like that's why. I haven't been returning your calls. I mean, ridiculous. You're living in the past. We're early 20s now.
I don't know. We're still friends now, so I don't know why you think I'm living in the past. Like, I have, like, a reputation still that I have to uphold, so I can't, I wouldn't have been able to invite you over there because it would have been weird. You weren't friends with us back then,
oh
you know?
My.
Oh, so I can't be friends with you now because I wasn't friends with you back then? That's a ridiculous theory.
Good question.
We were on our first date. I don't know. I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable by bringing you over there.
So you disappear for 40 minutes?
I was uncomfortable meeting you at the table for 45 minutes.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Here's a question that I have for Alex. Alex, Friday, see if you agree with this. Was it you didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable or you didn't want to be uncomfortable with her?
Exactly. Were you embarrassed to be out with her?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't embarrassed to be out with her, but people, I don't know, people wouldn't remember who she was, or I think they maybe would remember who she was in high school, but like she, I don't know, maybe I was a little uncomfortable, but I also was worried about her too.
Wow.
You don't buy that, do you, Andrea?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the part where we can try this.
What we can do is we can offer you both to go out for a second date, and we'll give you food. We'll send you somewhere nice in a limo and see how it goes for a second date if you guys want to.
Fist bump's optional.
Right.
For free?
If she goes out
with
you.
Yeah, as long as she goes.
I mean, my kindergartners are more mature than he is.
that's a big no, I take it.
No.
Sorry, Alex.
Well, I don't know. I think she's exaggerating, but whatever.
You have to tell the gang what went down.
Yeah, gossip, high school style.
Just go fist bump it out.